I want y'all to think about this for real. This is not a joke. This is the deal. So Jesus, they tried to trap Jesus, right? And Jesus withdrew himself. He withdrew himself. What is the word drew? To draw. He drew himself out of their script, out of their plan. To draw. You drag a pencil across a piece of paper to draw a picture. I just went to the restaurant and I was sitting there thinking, you know, I was waiting on my food and I was thinking, you know, there was one lady that was there forever that they fired, you know. I was thinking, you know, she brought an atmosphere to that place, even though it was a lot of drama and a lot of craziness, but at least she brought some kind of atmosphere, action, whatever you want to call it. And so I was sitting there, I got through eating, and then somebody in the back, she asked this other lady, she says, is there anybody that you wanted to fight when you were here? She said, the only one that I wanted to fight was such and such. And I was just thinking about that girl. I was thinking, what's her name? I couldn't remember her name, and they were saying her name. And the very thing I was thinking about, what is her name, they started talking about how crazy she acted, you know, creating the drama. And I told him, I said, you know, the atmosphere is not, I said, it was like a Netflix. When I came in here and she was working, it was always drama. It was like a Netflix show. I kind of missed that. They said, and one lady walked by and she says, I didn't miss it. I said, I missed the drama. She said, that's what I mean. It was like watching a TV show or something, because it was always something. Jesus withdrew himself. When you realize and you wake up to the fact that this is a 3D version of the Bible, it's a repeat every day, it's scripted, your thoughts are outside of this 3D experience, your thoughts are eternal, your thoughts are the seed, and the Mother Earth realm is the birthing realm, and you know it's the same story every day because the Lamb slain before the foundation world, you can actually write into the script. Now this is happening to me, 24/7, 7 days a week. And when you experience it, because you'll say, well, I just experienced high-level synchronicity. The reason you experience synchronicity is because you were thinking about something and it appeared. If you reap what you sow, the Bible says, and you cannot deny that, you know it's the truth. If you reap what you sow, if you're a farmer, you sow watermelon seeds, you get a watermelon. If you're a seamstress and she takes and does a pattern and she sews a shirt with a certain pattern, she gets that shirt. If you're a hard worker and you labor, you get the result of what your labor is. If it's true, if you look in the mirror, you get a reflection. If you hit on something, you get a sound back, you get a reflection. If it's true in every other area of life, then what about the thoughts that you sow? If the words that you speak, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. If the words you speak create a reaping, you reap what you sow by the words that you speak, life and death in the power of the tongue, then what about your thoughts? How can everything else in life have a reflection, have a reap and sow consequence? If everything else, the words you speak, everything that you do, what about your thoughts? Same thing. Your actions, your words, your thoughts, you reap what you sow. Because 3D is already scripted and it's already been. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. Ecclesiastes tells you that. And so you're going around and around and around, and so you reap what you sow. If you want to sow a good day tomorrow, Think about some good things to happen tomorrow. If you want to sow a good day this evening, think about some good things. If you want to sow a bad day, think about bad days. It's up to you. It's your choice. If you don't believe me, just wait about 10 years, you'll see it.